Let's talk more now about last night's special election results. Republicans won two congressional seats, one in Nevada and another, more surprisingly, in heavily Democratic New York City. It was the seat of disgraced former Congressman Anthony Weiner. Republican Bob Turner claimed victory last night over Democrat David Weprin, and we have more this morning from NPR's Joel Rose.
Democrats hold a 3-to-1 registration advantage in the district that spans parts of Queens and Brooklyn, and they put scores of volunteers to work canvassing on Election Day. None of it was enough to stop Republican Bob Turner.
We've been asked by the people of this district to send a message to Washington, and I hope they hear it loud and clear.
Yeah! Turner declared victory just after midnight. As he had throughout the campaign, Turner framed the result as a referendum on the policies of President Obama.
And we're ready to say, Mr. President, we are on the wrong track.
It was less than a year ago that Turner, a retired cable TV executive, ran against Anthony Weiner and lost by more than 20 points. Democrats hoped that support would carry over to State Assemblyman David Weprin. But those hopes had faded when Weprin spokesman Anthony Hogreby admitted the district is no slam dunk for Democrats.
Keep in mind, President Obama only received 55% of the votes in this district in 2008. So it's not as Democratic, or as sure of a Democratic district as folks seem to think. That said, really what I think made the difference is this is a special election. Special elections are always unpredictable. You never know exactly.
The meaning of this special election will likely be debated well into 2012. But for some voters, it clearly was a referendum on the president.
It's not based on Turner versus Weprin. I think a lot of it's more anti-Obama.
Stuart Schnitzer lives in Forest Hills, Queens. Schnitzer describes himself as a Democrat, but he says he voted for Republican Turner because he's unhappy about the Obama administration's policy toward Israel.
Hopefully my vote counts and it's, you know, send a message to Washington. You have to choose your friends and allies wisely. That's my opinion. It's like, I know a lot of people feel the same way.
Including Ed Koch, the former Democratic mayor of New York City, crossed party lines, not for the first time, to endorse Bob Turner. Koch said a Republican victory here could influence the Obama administration to change its stance on Israel. But a lot of Democratic voters disagree.
There may be some people that are voting against Weprin because they think they're voting against Obama. I don't really buy it. I don't see that connection very well at all.
Greg Stein lives in Forest Hills, too. He thinks voters in the district are angry about the economy, not the president's foreign policy.
The people are really unhappy with the speed of the recovery. I don't really think it has anything to do with national policy.
Other Democratic voters place the blame for Weprin's defeat on the shoulders, or maybe the thumbs, of Anthony Weiner. The former congressman resigned in June after sending lewd photos and text messages and then lying about it. Forest Hills voter Gary Brox thinks Weiner is the reason that Democrats lost the district.
It's Weiner's fault. He was completely irresponsible. Whatever his problem is, you get elected to office, people have put their trust in you. You've got to do better than that.
The seat may not stay in Republican hands for long. In fact, it could disappear altogether. New York State is set to lose two congressional districts next year, and this is expected to be one of them. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
We also mentioned that special election in Nevada where Republican Mark Amadei easily won over Democrat Kate Marshall.